crackled round Whisper and Limper. Then we hit the null. Our buoying spells failed. Panic snatched at me. Up to me. We were headed for the burning whale. I jerked and banged and kicked levers. "Not so violently," the lady yelled. "Smoothly, gently." I got it in hand as the whale roared upward past us. Lightning crackled. We passed between two smaller whales. They missed us. The lady discharged her little ballista. Its bolt struck one of those monsters. What the hell was the point, I wondered. That was not a bee sting to one of them. But that quarrel had a wire attached, running off a reel. Wham! I was blinded momentarily. My hair crackled. Direct hit from a manta bolt. We're dead, I thought. The metal cage surrounding us absorbed the lightning's energy and passed it along the unwinding wire. A manta was on our tail, only yards behind. The sergeant ripped off a shaft. It took our pursuer under the wing. The beast began to slide and flutter like a one-winged butterfly. "Watch where we're going!" the lady yelled. I turned around. A wind whale back rushed toward us. Fledgling mantas scurried in panic. Rebel bowmen threw up a barrage of arrows. I hit and yanked every damn lever and pedal and pissed my pants. Maybe that did it. We scraped the thing's flank, but did not crash. Now the damned carpet began spinning and tumbling. Earth, sky, wind whales swirled around us. In one glimpse way up, I saw a wind whale's side explode, saw the monster fold in the middle, raining gobbets of fire. Two more whales trailed smoke, but it was a picture there and gone in a moment. I could find none of it when the carpet again rolled to where I could see the sky. We began our plunge from high enough that I had time to calm down. I fiddled with levers and pedals, got some of the wild spin off. Then it did not matter. We were out of the null, and it was the lady's craft again. I looked back to see how the sergeant was. He gave me a dirty look, shook his head pityingly. The look the lady gave me was not encouraging either. We climbed and moved westward. The Taken assembled, observed the results of their attack. Only the one wind whale was destroyed. The other two managed to get under friends who doused them with ballast water. Even so, the survivors were demoralized. They had done the Taken no injury at all. Still, they came on. This time, the Taken dropped to the surface and attacked from below, building speed from several miles away, then curving up through the null. I maneuvered between whales with a more delicate hand, but still fell dangerously near the ground. "What are we doing this for?" I yelled. We were not attacking, we were just following Whisper and Limper. "For the hell of it! For the sheer hell of it! And so you can write about it!" "I'll fake it," she laughed. We went high and circled. Darling took the whales back down. The second pass slew two more. Down low, the Taken could not throw themselves all the way through the null. None but Limper, that is. He played the daredevil. He backed off 5 miles and built a tremendous velocity before hitting the null. He made that pass while the bigs were dropping the last of their pots. I've never heard Darling called stupid. She did not do the stupid thing this time. Despite all the flash